I think we had some Green Day in there. What's her name? The latest from Green Day's new CD, American Idiot, takes up to about 8:32, and I believe we have a special celebrity guest on the line. Is that Pauly Shore?
It's an American Idiot.
How you doing? Thanks for taking some time to...
Come here, sit with me.
To be with us this morning.
Sit on my lap. Come here. Hold me.
College music journalist voted him his first comedy album, Future of America, best comedy album out there. His second album, Scraps from the Future, earned a Best of nomination from the National Association of Record Merchandisers. Also had a good run on MTV, Totally Pauly, and been in a bunch of movies, too.
Yeah.
And actually, I think you produced, directed, and wrote a movie that might have been in at our film festival here a couple months ago at the Jacksonville Film Festival. Pauly Shore is Dead. Is that the name of it?
Yes, that's it.
And I think it did real well here.
People liked it up there? That's fun in Wyoming.
Yeah, we're in Jackson Hole up here about a half hour away from Yellowstone. You probably got tourists driving to Yellowstone listening to you right now.
Well, that's okay. Say what's up to the tourists.
New show on TBS. You seem to be pretty ambitious. You always seem to be doing something. New show on TBS, Minding the Store, about to wrap up this weekend, Sunday night, that's right?
Yeah, we got the final episodes, back-to-back episodes this Sunday. The first episode is me trying to get the ghosts out of the Comedy Store, and then the second episode is the Pauly Shore Roast, where I get roasted by several comedians.
And been pretty successful so far. Is this something you guys would want to renew for another season? Or
well, we got to see what TBS has on their slate for next year. They get a lot of shows going, see if we still fit into their kind of concept with the ratings and, you know, and what else, what other stuff they're doing. We'll see, you know. I had a great run with them, and let's just see where it goes, you know what I mean?
There isn't a lot of shows that spotlight great stand-up comedy, and it seems like it could be a forum to spotlight more of that stuff. Is that something you guys would want to feature more of, just more sets of just pure comedy, maybe three or four big comics a show, you know, like that?
Yeah, we're talking about that. You know, when you do a show, you first season, you always kind of try and get the cobwebs out, figure out what's the best stuff, what worked best, what didn't work best. I mean, overall, we were pretty happy with the results of it. So, you know, if we pony up again and do another year, then, you know, we'll see what people seem to like the best and kind of focus on that, you know.
And you probably saw a lot of comics growing up with your parents having the Comedy Store. Some of them probably acted as mentors to you, maybe like parents to you. Some of them you really liked a lot as talented guys. Who do you think the most talented guy was when...
Howdy Doody. Howdy Doody would definitely be. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'd say like Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Sam Kennison. These guys were my guys.
Guys that you just didn't want to miss a set, you'd make sure you watched every time they were on?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, when Richard Pryor would walk in the club, it was like almost like Jesus Christ would walk in, you know? People would be like, oh, my God, and, you know, he would hit the stage, and basically, you know, people would stand up and freak out, you know?